Well, good evening, everybody. This is Donna Fox live on June 9th, 2013. How are you today? I hope your day was beautiful. It was absolutely fabulously beautiful here in Ohio. It was in the 80s and a little warm for my taste, but it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, as they say. And today we're just going to talk. We're talking about the Akashic Records and what they are. We're going to talk about how the Akashic Records can help you, and how do I know how they can help you? Well, my friends, I've been working with the Akashic Records for over 16 years. I am an Akashic Record teacher and a consultant. I also do, because of the nature of the work with the Akashic Records and the information that we are able to bring forth for people, I work with people in a life coaching aspect, and I also move forward with businesses in a life coaching or a business coaching type of a scenario. And today here at BBS Radio, you have your chance to call in and talk to me, and you don't have to pay a consultation fee. How about that? For those of you who would like a private consultation, you certainly can call me on my private number and receive that. We can certainly set one of those up. And you would call 216-691-1233 for the private consultation. Consultations are $135 an hour, and the half hour are $90. It's a little bit more than the hour, because I really recommend you have an hour. Now, you can also get an hour and a half consultation. And the consultations are based 100% on your questions, the same way they're based 100% on your questions here on the Akashic Wisdom Show. You can dial in here toll-free with your questions about your life or your career or your relationships. Now, can't open anyone's records without their permission. We certainly can open yours and see what's going on. You can call us at 888-429-5471 if you are in the U.S. or Canada area. You can dial toll-free. Or if you're out of the country and you would like to call here to the States, you can call 530-763-1574. That's 530-763-1574, and our country code is 011. Okay, so for those folks who are listening, we have interesting things to chat with you about. Let's talk about passion today. Let's talk about what you've dedicated your life to. What is your life about? And that's what the Akashic Records can help you understand. So the Akashic Records will never tell you what to do, but they'll give you all the information you need in order to be able to make an appropriate decision. So for so many years, we have relied on other people to tell us what to do. It starts with the parents, and then it goes sometimes to husbands or wives, or you even go to psychics for them to tell you which way to go or what's going to happen in the future. And the reality here is that we don't know what's going to happen in the future as human beings. We can suppose, we can make choices, and when we make choices, our choices that we make today create our futures for tomorrow. I do want to just take a bit of a segue and dedicate this program to my newest grandchild. We don't have a first name for him yet, but he was born on June 6th, and we're calling him BB Bean right today. So it's baby boy Bean, and he is beautiful. He's got a beautiful head of dark hair and gorgeous eyes, and he is a nice, solid, firm baby. And so we want to welcome Baby Bean to this world. But just to get back to what we were talking about, so you have to ask yourself, what is your vision for your life? Okay, you really, you know, want to become clear about it. We want to become clear not only of what your vision is, but why do you want it? It's got to be more than just to help people. You have to be more specific, because your vision is what's going to get you up in the morning. So if you can create your vision, now here's what's interesting. What happens is that, you know, many times we run into roadblocks in our life, and we have situations where, you know, we might feel challenged, or we feel blocked. And you've heard of the law of attraction. So sometimes you try and say, well, I'm going to want something different. And try as you might, it's so hard to even envision with clarity and envision with purity what you truly want. And what I mean by that is, and you've heard me, if you've been a listener before, you've heard me say you can't want something with your words but feel like you're not going to get it in your heart. Because if you have conflicting vibrations or energies going on there, they fight each other, and it negates, and it ends up to be nothing. So instead of trying to envision yourself being a millionaire, for example, or bringing forth whatever it is, if that's too hard, just take a moment. Doesn't have to be all day, doesn't have to be for more than 2 or 3 minutes. But I want you to just sit and feel happiness. You want to feel happiness. Or feel what it would be like to be happy. Just feel what it would be like to be happy. When you feel what it would be like to be happy, you literally shift and elevate your vibrations. And that makes it so much easier for the universe to help bring to you what you truly want. But again, you not only do you have to dedicate yourself to your vision, but you also have to, again, like I said, become clear about what it is you want and why. And the reason that's important is because then it gives you a reason to get up every morning, right? And in creating this vision, you also have to move forward and become very clear about what your weaknesses are in your life. This is not about beating yourself up. This is not about criticizing yourself. It's about rising yourself above you, looking down at you, and like assessing. It's almost like if you were to pretend you were analyzing or assessing someone else and what their strengths and their weaknesses were. The reason why you want to really take a look at your weaknesses is not to do anything else about them other than strategize around them. If in fact you have a problem or a challenge with procrastination, then you want to be able to set yourself up in a way that helps you understand or function with smaller tasks that are easier for you to get done. So just take a look at that. For example, there are clients that I work with that are very good at looking at the big picture. And their idea, they'll make this tremendous list of all the things that need to get done to let's say, bring this idea into fruition, in their vision into being. And their list is so long, And their list is so overwhelming to them that they start worrying about failing. So when they worry about failing, they procrastinate. And when they procrastinate, they get angry at themselves. And when they get angry at themselves, they procrastinate more. And they move into fear. And when they move into fear, they don't know what to do. They go into overwhelm. And when they go into overwhelm, they stop. And when they stop, they get angry at themselves. Does this sound like a familiar cycle for you? Well, there's nothing wrong with making a grand list of all the things you want to accomplish, starting from the result and moving backwards. So the idea here is you start with what you want to create, and you work backwards as to what you need to do. However, take that grand list and then chop it up into smaller actions that can be done on a daily basis, sometimes an hour-by-hour basis. Sometimes all it takes to start is to move into that feeling of feeling happy. Feeling competent. Feeling confident. Feeling proud. So if you are in the position of wanting to create something and you felt down on yourself, I want you to imagine what would it feel like to feel proud. Proud of what you've accomplished. What would it feel like to feel totally taken care of and secure? Let's try that on for size for a minute. What would it feel like to be totally worry-free? And so when you think about or you feel like, what would it feel like to be totally worry-free, I want you just to make a list of all the things you're worried about. The reason why you want to make a list of all the things you're worried about is get it out of your body. Get it out of your mind onto paper. And once you get it out of your body and onto paper, you can then have a better idea of what the magnitude is of that worry and whether it's true or not. So you look at your list of different things you have to worry about. There are certain things you can really give over to the divine. Maybe you're worrying about something that you cannot do anything about, that there's no way that you can affect a change in that at this point. Let's say there's a huge bill that you have to pay, and you don't have the money for it. Well, worrying about it isn't going to bring the money to you to pay the bill. All it's going to do is make you be more in fear, anger, and doubt, as well as you're bringing all that negativity to you that makes it really hard to climb out of that hole. So take a look at the things that you're worried about and then be willing to let go of them and let God. I'm not saying that you shouldn't do anything about them in the future. I'm saying just for this moment, just for today, Choose the things that you're worried about and take action on the ones that you can affect change, the ones that you can impact on, and do some little something about that. But the ones that you cannot affect any kind of impact on today, I want you just to give that over to the divine. And in doing so, the way you do that is you just breathe in and say, I'm doing the best I can with what I have. First statement. Second statement. I give over to you, dear God, all that I cannot handle for today. Second statement. Third statement. I trust in you, dear God, and your divine resources to assist me in feeling calm and listening and being open to a solution that comes from the divine. You have to be willing to let go and let, like nature's take its course. This is not about forgetting about your responsibilities. This is not about not paying your bills. It's about just for today, give over what you have no control of to fix today. And allow what can be fixed to be fixed, and be open to receive that which the universe brings you. And do your work. Move into your personal knowing. And what is your personal knowing? Your personal knowing has to do with understanding who you are. The positives, the negatives, or the strengths and the weaknesses, and working around them, strategizing around them. And at the same time, you're being honest with yourself, and you're assessing yourself. Look at your strengths. What is it that you feel the most proud of? What are you just so excellent at? And write it down. So the idea here is it's really about taking a look at who you are in order to create your vision. And in doing this, all of this introspective work, you're going to come upon goals that you can feel good about, that you can adopt, that you can be realistic about. And you want to consider baby steps for your plan. And when you feel strong enough to make bigger steps, you will. But first, you have to understand who you are with your strengths and your weaknesses. You have to become clear about what you want and why. And then you have to dedicate yourself to your vision by being open to receive. And so if you'd like to call in and talk about your vision, if you'd like to call in and talk about a challenge or a situation in your life that you would like to get more insight in, you can call me at 888-429-5471. and that's toll-free in the U.S. and Canada. Again, 888-429-5471. It's free. You might as well give it a shot, give it a try. Or you can dial direct. Our area, our country code is 011, and the direct number is area code 530-763-1574. Again, the telephone number is, the country code is 011, and the phone number direct is 530-763-1574. Now, we do want to tell you that you can email me your question, too. You can email me at any time, and the email address is info, I-N-F-S-N-Frank-O, at AkashicWisdom.com. Okay, so again, info, I-N-F-S-N-Frank-O, at AkashicWisdom.com. Okay, great. So, I have a comment from Debbie, and she said, Donna, if you saw how long my list is, your head would explode. Well, Debbie, now's the time to prioritize. Now, if you're like Debbie and you have this long list of what you would like to accomplish, okay, now I'm going to make the assumption that your list is about what you want to accomplish. Is your list about your vision? Is your list about what your strengths and weaknesses are? Let me know which of the lists that I was talking about are you talking about? And let's work with this. That's a great comment, because you have to, you know, there's nothing wrong with having a huge long list, but again, you've got to break it up. And then part of breaking that list up is prioritizing what needs to go first. So let's, for example, say we have a list of things we want to create, or a vision that we want to create, and we understand what the action steps are by moving backwards from the actual end result backwards. Okay. Whoops, we have a question. We have a caller. Hello, caller.
Yes, hello.
Hi, who's this?
Walter.
Hi, Walter. This is Donna Fox. How are you?
Fine.
Great. Where are you calling from?
Canada, Cranbrook.
Okay. Oh, Canada. Great. And is this your first time listening?
Yes. Yes.
Well, good. Welcome to Akashic Wisdom. How can we help you?
Oh, life is great. I had been trying to study these Akashic records about 30, 40 years. Like, I was in an organization. We're supposed to know how to do this.
Okay. What organization was that?
Pardon?
What was the name of the organization?
Oh, I don't know if I should tell them. They might think, I don't want them to think they were failing me.
Okay, maybe we should look. Let me ask you a different kind of question. What was the method for which you were taught to access the records?
Soul traveling.
Soul traveling. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And so tell me what your challenge was.
Oh, I never was able to do it, and I was wondering if there was a certain way you could do it.
Well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Just to read the records, eh? Personally, if I could read them myself.
Oh, of course, that's what I do. I teach people how to access their own Akashic records.
Okay, like I said, I tried for about 30 or 40 years when I was in this organization. I was never able to do it.
Well, I've got the records open. So, soul traveling. I'm going to just tell you what. And there was, like, when I do this program, I open up my records before I do the program. So when I open up, when I work with people, and open up their records, I access the Akashic records through a specific sacred prayer that shifts the energy to make the information accessible. And so I'm totally 100% conscious. At the same time, when I open up my own records, I'm also 100% conscious, because if I'm working with the Akashic Records, I want to be conscious of where I'm going, what I'm seeing, what I'm hearing, so I can actually have a dialogue with the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records so they can help guide me. Now,
yeah, that was my intention to doing it that way, too. I don't like that when you go into a trance or anything like
right.
that, where you're not. So
you want to be conscious.
Yeah. Like, knowledge is not a problem getting a hold of. It's the wisdom to use
right.
something with, eh? And I was
well,
never able to
Well, that's the thing. It's like what happens is that, like, for example, in I'm just trying to give you an idea of what I do, because I don't know necessarily how you went about it, and I'm not asking you to give any secrets over the air or any techniques.
No secrets, I totally failed, so.
Well, it's not about failing so much as it about me understanding how you were accessing it. I don't want you don't have to tell me, because it sounds like you feel that would feel uncomfortable for you. So I'm going to tell you what I do so that you can compare it, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So when I access the records and my eyes are wide open, I'm in full personality. So I don't go into trance. I don't go into any meditation. I actually, there's the specific sacred prayer, the words themselves, I have a vibrational key, and I stay in the present. And if I'm viewing a past life, I view it as a movie. I don't view it by getting into it. I view it by observing it.
Right.
And if there's a situation where I'm needing to have more clarity on, I'm shown the situation, again, like a movie. Now, when where the wisdom comes in is I receive the wisdom through either a download of wisdom. I'll hear statements. I'll hear sentences. It'll be a stream of consciousness. And I, for myself, when I'm in my own records, I journal. And so when I work with people, when I teach them how to access their own personal Akashic Records, it's about teaching them not only the prayer, but how to use that prayer and the energy of the Akashic Records in every area of your life. So what happens is that people are able to blossom in their own wisdom. And when you say you totally failed, what I'm hearing, Walter, is that there are things that have come to you that are straight out of the records that you actually discount as not being possible or untrue. Is that correct?
That could be. I think too much.
I'm sorry, what?
Okay.
I didn't hear what you said.
Were you talking?
Yeah.
Oh, I think too much. I analyze too much, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. And so what we would like to share with you is it's a matter of receiving.
Okay.
You see?
I was probably looking at it from a different view and trying to put what I believed it should have been, and I wasn't understanding what it actually was.
Preconceived
notion of what it should have been.
Well, see, that's the other piece. When wisdom comes, it's never the way we think it's going to be.
Like the rest of my life.
But the idea is everything has a reason and purpose. We fashioned it for a reason. And sometimes we don't know it. We don't know why we fashioned it this way. And you know what? Sometimes we don't have to know why. We just have a challenge in front of us, and we need to understand how to either go through it, go around it, or jump over it, you know?
Yeah, I've actually got no complaints in life whatsoever, so.
Okay, so what do you want to use the Akashic Records for?
I think it probably sums up to be curiosity.
Okay, that's fine. So what are you curious about?
What else I've been trying to do is find out what my purpose was.
Okay, So
I guess.
Go ahead. What do you think your purpose is?
That I don't know.
What brings you joy?
Everything. I enjoy life.
Great. But the idea here is if you, but what do you want to do most that you're not doing?
Nothing. I just want to get like when you hear people being able to be psychics and seeing things and reading the records and stuff. It's just something I've just kind of wanted to do. I think more or less out of curiosity.
Okay. And so if you felt you would be successful in reading the records, what would you do with the information?
Nothing. Unless, like I say, knowledge is not a problem. There's lots of that. I just need the wisdom to work. You know where you need wisdom to use it. Think properly. Like, you can get $1 million, but if you'd have the wisdom to use it properly, you just would be farther in the hole next year type thing. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, you can get... information, it's a two-edged sword. You can work both ways, either for you or against you, right? Unless you have the wisdom to use whatever you're trying to do proper.
So give me an example.
Right now, I'm getting kind of old, so it doesn't matter too much more. Like, I don't plan to be around too much longer, so.
But you called for a reason.
Yeah, to see what I was doing wrong with this, trying to read the Akashic. I don't even pronounce it right. Read
it's Akashic. It can be Akashic. It can be Akashic. Akashic. It's tomato. Tomato.
Okay.
It's okay.
Okay.
But the
okay. So
the piece of it is, though, is that it has to do also with intention.
Yeah, I'm slowly learning. I'm a very slow learner, so.
I think you're way too hard on yourself.
Oh, not hard enough because I'm not disciplined enough.
Well, what is enough? But what is enough?
I don't have discipline enough to sit here and meditate for half an hour or whatever every day. Or
neither do I.
Things like that, eh? Oh.
I don't meditate for half an hour every day either.
Oh, okay.
Why is that a requirement?
Well, I just thought you had to clear the thoughts out of your head so you can get the right ones in and know what you're dealing with to be able to... Oh, see, I'm on the wrong track. So what I'm going to have to do is get a hold of you and get this little bit of a course then and not study that then.
Well, but the idea here is that it's really very simple. And the idea here is that the whole piece of our purpose is what brings us joy.
Oh, okay.
And so we tend to make things a lot harder than they are. And I would love to have you be in a class. In fact, I'm doing a class on the 23rd, the 22nd and 23rd of this month, teaching people how to access their own Akashic records here in Ohio.
No, I have to do it. Yeah, I'd have to do it over the internet. I don't go down to the States. I don't even have
All right, well, we can do an internet class. That's
maybe.
Just fine. You know, you'd need...
Something
if you
like
would,
that, I guess.
Sure, I do internet classes, no problem. Teach people how to access their records. You know, as long as you've got a computer, and if you've got one that has a camera on it, great. It makes it more interesting if you have a camera. You can do it just on the telephone, but that gets a little bit boring because it's not a short course. It's two 5 to 6 hour days of working with the energy.
Okay, so you don't have a download where you can download it then, eh?
No, because this is a lifetime tool.
Okay.
And it's something that works better in a group. So what happens is that when I do internet classes, I'll have possibly you in Canada and somebody else in Washington State here in the States, and maybe somebody else, you know, will be in Italy or someone else will be in Spain or somebody else will be in California, and they'll be all over the place. But we share with each other.
Okay.
Because they're in working with the Akashic Records, it's not the type of course where you say, okay, here's the prayer, have a good time, see ya. It's about really working with my students to help them understand not only what they're receiving, but how to use the Akashic Records in every area of your life. So for parents, they can open their Akashic Records and not necessarily the records of their children until they're 18, but and with their permission. But if their parents or grandparents, they can open their own personal Akashic Records and have a better insight as to what that child needs from them. If you're you're an attorney, you can actually, I have students that are attorneys that open their own personal Akashic Records to help understand or how to actually write briefs with their Akashic Records open. It gives them much more access to what they may have forgotten in the laws without having to worry about the computer. It just flows. I have students who are doctors that open their Akashic Records or therapists when they're working with a client, not because they want to invade that person's privacy, but the expansion of consciousness is such that all the wisdom of all the doctors or all the therapists over time are there for them and right there to help them expand their universe and expand their service to that human being that's sitting in front of
them. Probably sure. One question I had is what exactly was in the records that a person could use? I guess that was the one question I did have. Once you can access them, what's actually in them?
Well, that's what I was telling you.
Okay.
See, what I'm saying is that when you open up the Akashic Records, you're expanding your consciousness, and the records are like. The best way to think about the Akashic Records is they're like a divine Google.
Okay, or Book of Life type thing.
Yes, but even bigger, because do you work with the internet at all?
A little. I got a laptop. Well, yeah, I got computers here.
What I'm saying is that you know how to go up and search something, search a subject, correct?
Certainly.
Okay.
Yes,
imagine you going up to the internet and not knowing what you wanted to know.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't be able to use it, would you?
No, it would be a waste of time. Yes, I believe.
For sure, because you wouldn't know what to type in. Well, the same way with the Akashic Records. The Akashic Records, what you do is that's what the questions are all about. Is that you want to understand. And what happens is when you ask the question, it gets you the right area of the records to answer your question.
Also with your intent to make sure you're aware.
It's what you're going to do with the information. So it has to do with the your own curiosity, as well it has to do with your own, let's say, need to know, and it with the intention of making yourself or humanity or the world better. So there are mathematicians. That will open their Akashic Records to expand the formulas not only they know, but that are in the ethers waiting to be discovered for the purpose of you see what I mean?
Yeah, I understand all that. Yeah, it's just taking me years, like with what I was doing, it would help me with other aspects, like even the Bible and everything else. It answered questions where you didn't understand something. It helped understand, like you put three or four pieces together. That's why I looked into numerology and astrology and all that stuff. So because everything has a little piece, eh?
Right.
I just haven't got the. Maybe I'm just one of those guys who can't satisfy. Never enough answers to satisfy you.
Well, it's not even that so much. My sense is that the answers aren't good enough because you're not sure what you're going to do with it.
True, that's true. Because the way the world is, you don't know where you're going to go. Yeah. I'm getting a better picture of everything now.
Yeah, okay. And so the idea here is that it's like what I was talking about earlier. It's like the master's teachers and loved ones were giving me a formula on life, and they said you need to dedicate yourself to your vision, but first you have to understand what your vision is. What is your passion?
True.
And then
true.
And that's what the whole that's what they were outlining. What I was saying earlier was all coming from the Akashic Records. It wasn't Donna's ideas, by the way. this whole program up to the point that you called me, including now when I'm talking to you, is all coming straight from the Akashic Records. All I'm doing is telling you what I'm hearing.
Okay.
Okay.
So, now that you got them open, there's nothing I have to do right away other than get this online thing started?
Well, first of all, Walter, one of the first things that would be important for you to do is it sounds like you're really moving to gratitude on a regular basis. However, it would be even better if you moved into gratitude every morning.
Okay, maybe I don't express, but I am grateful every day.
Of course you are, but there's an energy to actually verbalizing it.
Okay.
I know. Is God an okay word for you, or do you would rather use divine? Or
There's a power up here. That's
okay.
So
every morning when you wake up, there's nothing wrong with saying thank you, God, for my wonderful life, for all my wonderful blessings. And that shifts your energy. When you say things like that, it shifts the energy so that all of a sudden you're in a receptive mode. There's also the part. What I'm also hearing is there's a part of you that wants to do for other people, whether or not they want it.
That's where I got to be careful.
Uh huh.
I'm pretty. If I know it's right, it's hard to be quiet if they, you know. That's another thing, judgment. That's where I got to be careful too. If I figure something's for their good, I like them to know it.
Right.
And sometimes
they're not ready to hear it.
No, and that's where I may not be very careful. Maybe that's why I'm not allowed to know as much as I should.
Well, it's not even that. What it has to do with is that you understanding that literally everyone is on their own path, and if you overstep the bounds of their learning, then they can't fulfill what they came here to do.
Right. And that's where I have a lot of trouble, like the truth. Somebody tells, I see something and I know the truth, I express it.
Well, there's nothing wrong with expressing it, but what you may want to do is write it down first before you speak it.
Or just maybe not do it like you say, because even the truth to some, at least there's some people that they couldn't tell the truth if they... You know, they just don't want to hear it.
But the other thing, Walter, you have to realize is your truth isn't necessarily their truth.
That's true. I'm learning that.
Yeah. And so that's why what I'm hearing is that you may want, if you observe something and you think it needs to be, quote-unquote, another way, it'd be more important for you to write it down and then go within yourself to decide if, in fact, this would help the person and how could you express it in a way that would help them.
Right.
Because then you're learning gentleness.
Now.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, I'm getting older now. It's not so bad, but everything that was broke, I have to fix it. Everything had to be fixed.
Right.
It's got to be fixed. I got to fix it. So, which is not always right, like you say.
Well,
I'm learning.
Yeah, it's okay. It's you know, the idea here is that's what it's all about is experiencing and saying, "Oops, maybe I shouldn't have said it quite like that." You know, I get in trouble like that all the time. It's not just you.
So, I guess
we assume that people should automatically know that, and maybe they've just forgotten, so it's our job to remind them.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really want to say it's either my way or the highway, guy. No, I don't want to do that.
Well, you may not want to say it, but that's exactly what you're thinking.
Yes, unfortunately. Like, I can't even go help somebody. I volunteer to go help somebody, and I end up taking over the project. It's their project. I take it over because it's my way.
Well,
I got to slap my fingers quite a bit when I get out.
But the idea here is because you want it done right.
True.
And it's very hard for you to delegate if you see something not being done, in your opinion, right.
True. I used to work for the government at one time. And no matter how wrong they were right, so...
That's scary, huh?
Actually, I didn't work for them too many years, to tell you the truth. When you see wasting thousands of dollars by the hour, you go, no. And it's usually great because we end up doing it a second time the other way. Their way and the right way.
Well, it's not even so much there the way is the right way. It's whatever the committees have said it was supposed to be.
Yeah, the bosses.
You know,
the bosses,
but that's
right.
You know, you can, governments, no matter whether governments themselves have their own mentality that we as human beings won't have any idea of how to figure out. So
yeah, I'm learning.
But the idea here is
teachers live in their world, the government lives in their world, and you just gotta. If you
want
to be part of it, you either join it or. Okay, so I'll try. Okay, so is there a thing on this talk show that there's a? Oh boy, I'm going brain dead. I got too many things in my head. I got a whole bunch of stuff going through here, where I can just go on the internet and get on your site.
No, here's what I would like you to do, is if you would just email me your information, I will put you on my list and let you know when I'm going to be doing a workshop. Because I may in fact do the workshop in the one in June. I might do that online. It depends. But if not, I'll be planning one for July.
Okay.
Yep.
So how do I?
So let me give. Do you have a pencil and paper? I'm going to give you my email address.
Just a minute.
Okay.
Okay. I just have to switch hands.
Okay. All right. So my email address is info, that's info. And yeah, like information, but it's just the four letters, info.
Yep. I got it.
Info at Akashic Wisdom, AKASHIC.
Wisdom.
Akashic Wisdom, just like the show.
Yep.
AkashicWisdom.com.
.com. Got it.
Mm-hmm. And so,
okay,
just
so
email me your email address, and you can also do a consultation with me if you'd like, a private telephone consultation. I do those, as well as we can also do the class. But just email me and just ask for information, and I'll send you an email with lots of information about my work. Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. I'm so glad you were listening. Thank you for calling in.
Goodbye.
It's been a pleasure.
Bye.
All right. You have a good evening. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope it was helpful to you because, you know, every time somebody calls in, they are able to talk to me on the air. I can't take calls on my private number while I'm on the air, but I can take phone calls on the air. And the telephone number here that you can call toll-free is 888-429-5471, or you can dial direct from another country if you're in, and the area code is 011-530-763-1574. And so you can call me direct, or you can call and ask your questions, you know, with me online. You can also email me at info, I-N-F as in Frank, O, at akashicwisdom.com. So, again, while I'm on the air, I can't answer my personal phone, but I can talk to you if you have any questions here on the air. And I would love to talk to you if you'd like to call in right now. And again, we're talking about what your life's purpose is. And I'm going back to that question with Debbie. She says, my list includes everything I need to do to create the life I want to live. The suggestions you made have really helped me change the way I was thinking about my list. You're right about it being so long, it was overwhelming, and I never could see myself completing everything on the list. Breaking it down makes so much more sense. Thank you. Okay. Well, you're quite welcome, Debbie. And I've got to tell you that, you know, there's people out there that have what they call bucket lists, and they want to get all these different things done before they leave the planet, or they have all these different things they want to accomplish. And the best thing to do when you're doing that is to find out which one of those different things you start prioritizing about which one's more important to do at what time. So what happens is that you want to free free flow the list, everyone. Don't stop. Don't try to prioritize it as you're writing everything down. You want to be able to move into the information and just write down all the things that you want to accomplish, or if you're thinking about action steps, again, start at the result you want to create and work backwards of all the things that you know that need to be done to get that result to happen, to take place. Once you have the information down, you're going to then want to prioritize to find out which needs to go first. And then by breaking it down, you can take one step at a time. And that's really great. We have another question here here on the air. Thank you. Thank you, Bob. I think that's Bob that's sending his question. He goes, a few weeks ago you asked the audience to send out healing energies to your friend. Is she all right? Yes, she is, as a matter of fact. She came through her operation in perfect form, and they got what they needed out, and it's not there, and she's very, very much okay, and she's feeling wonderful. And the other question he has is, do the Akashic Records note any benefits gained from the healing energies that were sent from your listening audience? We have to understand what healing energies are all about. And what the masters, teachers, and loved ones are saying is that when we shift our vibration and when we elevate our vibration by sending good thoughts to another person, by praying, if you will, by asking or just sending love, all you have to do is envision the person or the situation that you would like to improve, and just send love for the highest good. And the other piece is that if either you're working with someone you know that you want to send love to or you want to send healing energies to, it's important that you send those energies, if they've come from your heart, but have visualize those healing energies go from your heart up through the top of your head, up through your crown chakra, and up to your higher self. And see those energies go to your higher self, and then have your higher self take those energies and that love to whatever situation, or to your friend, or to a loved one, to their higher self. The reason you do that is because then you don't create any strings or any attachments. And it can be received in purity. What that means is that many times we want an outcome for our loved ones that's not in their plan. So what we want to do is send them love and light and healing for their highest good. And then when we do that, we send it through our hearts, up through our crown chakra to our higher self. When you allow the divine of each person to work with the other person's divine through in that respect, then you give to them all that you know to give, but you in giving that way, they are able to receive in the best way that they know to receive. And it may not even be conscious. It may not even be conscious at all. But you are conscious of sending the information. So we are at 11:54 here in Ohio, and I'm pretty sure that we have somebody following me today. And I think we have to get off the phone so our friend can get on the phone. So I'm not sure which person is following me today, but it's either Dr. Elizabeth Matke or Peggy Nichols. And I would like to, again, to say hello to them. And right now we have gotten a wonderful, complete program. I thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for your information. Thank you so much for your questions. So I'm going to close the records right now of the Akashic Wisdom Show by saying I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. I ask that all those listening, may their hearts be opened their burdens be lifted. And may you truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the Akashic Records by saying, Amen, Amen, Amen. The Akashic Records are now closed. If you'll all join me in saying Amen. Thank you, everyone. And again, if you're interested in that workshop here in Ohio, please email me at info@akashicwisdom.com, and I will send out the information to you. Okay. Have a great one, and I'll talk to you. I may not talk to you next week because I will be out of town visiting my new grandson. There will be probably a pre-recorded show on the air next week, but week after that, I'll be back, and we can talk. Okay. All right. Have a great one. Bye-bye.